Hip-hop music fills a small sports hall in Piraeus, near Athens, pumping up the Syriza supporters who have come to hear their candidates speak. At the end of May, Greek voters head to the polls for local as well as European elections. Yunus Mohammadi is among them. He fled the Taliban in Afghanistan and came to Greece almost 18 years ago. And now he's running for a seat in the European Parliament.
I enjoy this. For years, I missed having the right to vote, having political rights. I'm glad that I'm now entitled to take part. And for the first time in my life, I have a passport. Not only will I be allowed to vote for the first time in my life at the age of 46, I even have the chance to be elected myself.
After a naturalization test, a marathon of bureaucracy, and a five-year wait, Yunus Mohammadi finally received Greek citizenship in late 2018. Mohammadi is a well-known figure in Greece. He co-founded the Afghan community and the Greek Refugee Forum. He advocates for human rights and against racism. And it's no coincidence that he's now running for office. He wants to be heard.
My main issue is that migrants and refugees must be involved. They should learn about the political process and be able to participate. They don't necessarily have to join a party, but they should make their voice heard by fighting for electoral rights, for example. Here in Greece, migrants and refugees aren't allowed to participate in local elections, but we're committed to making that happen.
Yunus Mohammadi studied medicine. Of the thousands of asylum seekers who fled Afghanistan in the early 2000s, he was one of only 11 to be granted protection status in 2004. As a candidate for the left-wing Syriza party, does he worry that he'll be held up as an example of a good migrant?
It's a danger, yes, and I've talked about it with the party. It's great that a refugee can join Syriza, but that shouldn't be the focus of my campaign. I want to fight for the voices of the people. I want to succeed. I want to be elected.
Dramatic music pours from the speakers as the candidates sound off about the political opposition. Syriza's party leader, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, enters the hall accompanied by about a dozen security guards. Mohammadi has taken his place up front in the section reserved for the candidates. He listens as Tsipras talks for about 20 minutes about a more stable Greece, one without austerity programs, about Syriza's progressive values and stance against neoliberalism and right-wing voices. Back at Syriza's party headquarters in Athens, it's not quite as raucous. Mohammadi works in a small office. He prefers it this way. It's bare and sparsely furnished. A bookshelf, a desk, a telephone, and not much else. Should he actually win a seat in the European Parliament, his main goal will be to work for a better European migration policy.
If there's political will at the EU level, then the refugee issue will be resolved. I'm well informed, I know the problems, and I'd like to contribute. It's not just a Greek issue, it's one that has to be addressed all over Europe.
But Mohammadi also knows there are many obstacles in his way. He isn't a Syriza party member, and so can speak more openly about the problems in Greece's refugee camps and the government's role. Although things have improved, he says the situation is still far from perfect.
The situation is not good. There are serious problems in the camps, in the hotspots like Moria. People are often desperate. And just as how medical care can sometimes be lacking in Greek hospitals, it's also inadequate in these so-called refugee hospitality centers.
Mohammadi is also devoted to fighting racism. He himself has been a victim of racist violence. He's also warned against the rise in right-wing parties, especially at a European level.
It's critically important to realize how meaningful these elections are. I, along with many others, am worried about the rise of the extreme right, which aims to destroy society and democracy.
To prevent that, Mohammadi wants to become a member of the European Parliament. But for this to happen, he needs to become a household name among potential voters. For him, it's clear. He belongs to Europe and also to Greece.
I am European. I live in a European country. I'm running for the European Parliament because I believe in Europe's core values. We must fight for a Europe that respects all European citizens. I want to belong to this Europe and not to those who want to leave Europe.
And if he doesn't end up in Brussels, then he'll just continue his work for refugees. For Mohammadi, a commitment to human rights and refugees doesn't end with an election.